Today we'll be doing the letter Chaf Sofit. The Mishnah Berurah tells us Os Chaf Pshuta Ragla Aruch VeGaga Katzar Shelo Tid Melarish. When you're writing a Chaf Sofit, you have to make sure that the leg of the letter is long, is drawn out, and the top of it is short, so that it doesn't look like a Rish. VaAfal Pichin Lo Yekatzar Gaga Yoser Midai Shelo Teira Ekev Vav Aruch Okinum Pshuta LeSinok VeSipasel. On the other hand, also make sure that the top is not too short, because then it's going to start to look like a long Vav, where it's going to start to look like a Nun Sofit if a child reads it and it may become puzzle. Therefore, you shouldn't draw it down beneath the line to make it any longer than it already is. In other words, it shouldn't dip beneath the scratch marks, the lines that you made. So, in general, we try to avoid drawing out and extending letters if possible, but that's only normally true lechachila. But the other, if you did it already, it's not usually a problem. However, when it comes to the chaf sofit, if you made the top of the letter too big to the point, you made it too long to the point that it looks like a reish, that's a puzzle. If you're not sure if you made it too long, then you have to show it to a child of average intelligence and he will determine what letter it is. Should try to be careful that the leg of the letter should be twice as long as the top of the letter. So the Mishnah Berurah says that you have to make sure that the leg of the chaf sofit is twice as long as the roof, as the top of the letter, because the only difference between a regular chaf and a chaf sofit is the fact that one is bent over and the other one is straight. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says that if you don't make the leg twice as long as the top, then b'di'evad we're going to have to pasul that letter. And the Taz points out about people who are sofrim who are not makbid to draw out their chaf sofit in that fashion, that he calls them burim, right? He calls them ignorant, and he says that their sifrei Torah are pasul. And therefore, really, any os sof, any one of the osio sofios, any one of the final letters, a chaf sofit, again, as we'll talk about, and I mean, obviously, not every one of the final letters, but the letters that are drawn out longer, like a chaf sofit or like a nun sofit, for example, those kinds of letters. So the Mishnah Berurah says, you have to make sure that the leg of those letters is twice the size of the roof of the letter. If you find in a Sefer Torah that the leg of the Chaf Sofit has been drawn out so far to the point that it looks like a Reish, so if you're able to just touch it up a little bit to make the roof a little bit longer so it looks like a Chaf Sofit, then that's fine. If you can't do that, then you have to erase the entire letter and rewrite it. So then the Mishnah Berurah quotes that other poskim were mekel, they were lenient to allow you to simply scratch off the leg or the top of the letter, but if you just erase top part of the roof of the letter to the point that now the chaf sofit is going to, in other words, that now it no longer looks like a reish, but rather like a chaf sofit, that's a problem, that's a violation of chak tochos, because the letter is basically being produced on its own without any form of ksiva. The sofer also has to be careful that when they're making the top corner of a chaf sofit, that it's rounded and it's not flat, it's not straight, because again, it has to be able to turn into a regular chaf theoretically, because as we know, a regular chaf is rounded on the back right side, on the back left side, so therefore you have to be careful that the top of the chaf sofit is rounded as opposed to flat. And if you made the top of the chaf sofit flat like a dalid, then it's going to be puzzled, and you have to either scrape it off or add some more ink. The Eitzazo, the Hosafas, the Yom Mahani, Afilu, Besilin, Mezuzos, the Lom Mikresh, Lom Kisidron, the Kodem Atiko, Nami, Tsuras, Kapshuta, Aleva, Chamavur, Leel, Besim, Lam, and Besif, Chafei. This idea that you can add a little bit more ink is a valid option, even when it comes to Tfilin and Mezuzos, and we're not concerned with the potential issue of Shalom Kisidron, because since the basic Tsura, the basic form of the letter is already intact, is already in place, so you, by adding on a little bit of ink, that's not going to ruin the form of the letter, and it's not a violation of Shalom Kisidron. Achim Yimsa, Kade, Mesefer Torah, Be'isa, Kriya, however, if you find such a problem in a Sefer Torah when you're leading from it, then you're not supposed to take out another Torah, because again, before b'di'evet, it's still going to be kosher. I'm from Megadim, Mesubin Kuf Mem Gimel of Derech Achayim Melchus Kriyas HaTorah Tehichad Yikam Achlukis Bein Apos Kemein Lehotzi Acher. So whenever you have a situation of a potential issue in a Sefer Torah, but the potential issue is only subject to a machlokes, not all poskim think that it's a problem, so then you don't have to take out a new Torah. Kol Osios Akfulin Ma'alif Beis Kosef Eser Rishonim Beschila Sateva Uv Emtzaah V'Acharonim Besofim Shina Pasal. So again, this is like a basic rule that, you know, we're all familiar with, but whenever you have these, you know, what we call the osiosophios, the final letters, the chafs, the mems, the nuns, the peis, the tzadis, those letters, so the halacha is that when you're writing them as a normal, as a letter in the beginning or the middle of a word, you write as the regular letter, the regular chaf, the regular mem, the regular nun, the regular tzad, the regular pei. But when you're writing it as the final letter, then it obviously takes on a different shape. And if you mix those two things up, if you write a final letter as the last letter, or I'm sorry, as the middle letter, or if you write the regular letter as the final letter, then it is going to be puzzle. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll begin, and we'll do the letter lamed tomorrow.